We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel. But before we begin a new Siman, we have to go back to a Sivkotan in the Mishnah Berurah that we forgot two shiurim ago. At the end of Siman Kuf Tzadi Aleph, on page 190, we had read Sif Gimel that says, Aser Lasos Malacha Ba'odu Mavarech, you're not allowed to do Malacha while you are benching. And we had a Ramah that said, V'chein hu la'el sof Siman Kuf Pei Gimel. And we forgot to read the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan Vav. So let's read it now. Le'el sof simen kuf pe gimel. Ela desha mayri shemikodem hischa b'malacha. Earlier, when we had this halacha, we were talking about where you had first started the malacha and then you decided to bench. V'kan mayri shemikodem hischa l'varech. That first you decided to bench and then the malacha came up. V'hihi, it has the same din. Either way, whether the malacha came before the benching or the bench came before the malacha, you can't do malacha while you are benching. That is just finishing up a sifkatan that we finished in Kuf Tzadi Aleph. And now we will begin the shir in Siman Kuf Tzadi Gimel on page 192. In Mitzorfen Lezimun Imlav. So the Machabe writes in Sif Aleph, Shnayim Sha'ochlu, two people that ate together. Afal pi shebevirchas hamotzi poter echad eschavero, even though when it comes to the bracha of hamotzi, one can pater his friend. Mitzvah lechalek shiyavarech kol echad birchas hamazon la'atzmo. There is a mitzvah that they should split the benching and they should each bench on their own. V'amedvar mamurim, when is this true? K'shehayu shneim yodim levarech birchas hamazon. This is only assuming both of them know how to bench. Then they should each bench independently. Aval im echad yodeya v'asheni eni yodeya. But if one knows how to bench and one doesn't know how to bench, mevarech hayodeya v'yotzei hasheni. Then the one who knows how to bench should bench out loud and he should patter up and mimotzi, the second one who doesn't know how to bench. As long as imavin lashon hakodesh, as long as he understands lashon hakodesh, elo she'eno yodeya levarech. So he does understand the language, but for some reason he can't bench by himself, then he can be yotze with the benching of the other person. But, says the Mechaber, v'tzarech lechavin milu b'milu l'chol mashi yomer, he has to have kavanah for every single word that the one who is benching is saying. The Ramah adds in, v'tzarech ha-mavarech she'echavin lo'tzio, in addition you have to have the mavarech b'mechavin to be motzi, the one who is listening. Avalim eino meivin, but if he does not understand the language that he is listening to in the benching, eino yotzei b'shmiya, then he is not yotzei with listening to the benching. Aval shlosha sha'achlu. Till now we're discussing two people that ate, they should each bench on their own. But three people that ate together, einam rashoim lechalik. They are not allowed to split up and bench independently, they have to make a mezumin. Ushnayim sha'achlu. Not only that, two people that ate, mitzvah shi'achsiru ach ashlishi she'itzdarif imayim lezimun. Even two people that ate, there is a special mitzvah that they should go after a third to join together so they can make a mezumin. V'chein arba o chamisha asur lehem l'chalik, and so too, if you have four or five people eating together, it is forbidden for them to split up. They must bench together as a zimun. Shekulam nischayvu b'zimun, because they're all chayv in a zimun. However, shisha nechlokim, if you have six people eating together, then they can split up. Kevan shi yishar zimun l'kol chabura, then they can have a mezumah with each group. They can split up three and three. That goes ad asara until you have 10 people. Va'oz ein nechlokim ad shiu esrim. And once you have 10, you can't split until you get to 20. Kevan shenischayvu b'haskaras Hashem, because then they're chayv to do zimun with Hashem's name. And therefore, anywhere between 10 and 20, you can't split. Once you get to 20, again, you could split. You could split 10 and 10, and you still have Hashem's name in each zimun. The Ramah says, the oz yecholim lechalik, once you get to 20, then they can split it, im yirtzu, if they want. V'nirali, it appears to me, says the Ramah, the huadin bashisha einon mechuyavin lechalik, that when it gets to 6, it's not that they're required to split up, rak im yirtzu nechlokim, if they decide they want to, then they could split up. Let's stop over there for tonight and see the Mishnah Berurah. Back to the beginning of the Siman, the Mechaber told us that there are two people eating together, even though by the bracha of Hamotzi, one can pater his friend. When it comes to benching, they should split it, and they should each bench independently. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph, Poter Echad Eschaveiro Ratzlomer means to say that by Hamotzi, that when it comes to the first bracha of Hamotzi, Af Luchatchilo Yochol Kol Echad Lotzis Bevirchas Chaveiro, even Luchatchilo, one can be Yotzei with his friend's bracha. However, when it comes to benching, it's Mitzvah Lechalik of Katan Beis, Kolomer means to say, the afagav de b'di'evet ap b'birchas hamazon mevada yotzei ayidei chavero. Even though for sure b'di'evet, even by benching your yotzei, by listening to your friend's benching, hamotzio, the one who is going to be motziu, mikom akom l'chathchila mitzvah l'chalik. But still l'chathchila, there is a mitzvah to split up. Ve'atam shechulku ben birchas hamazon la'motzi, and the reason why they're machalik, that when it comes to hamotzi, you could have one person pottering the other, but when it comes to benching, and there are only two people, they each have to bench on their own, l'chatchilo, the reason is, debitchilas ha'suda shekovim le'echol yachtov, in the beginning of the suda, when you're making hamotzi, they would just koveya to sit and eat together, daitun lehitzari, if their mindset is to join together, they're joining together now for the suda. And therefore, it's easier for one to be motzi the other. Masha'en kein basofa suda, masha'en kein by benching when it's the end of the suda. Daitun li pared zemizeh. Now they have their mind to go their own ways, and their minds are on splitting up. Hilkach torch levar kol echol atzmo. Therefore, each one has to bench by himself. The yesh otam. There is another reason that mechala between benching and the hamotzi. Mishum de birchas hamazon da araisa chmiruba. Since benching is the araisa, they're machmir that each person should bench by himself. As opposed to hamotzi, it's only a bracha midrabbanan, and therefore they're more lenient that one could pater his friend. The ayin b'primagadam shekosov denochon locho shatam arishon. The primagadam writes that it's appropriate to be concerned for the first reason. The al kain, and therefore af im lo ochal kadei svia. Therefore, if one did not eat a kadei svia, the chiyuvah hurak midrabbanan. And therefore, a skiv and benching is only midrabbanan. And therefore, according to the second reason, one would be able to pater his friend even by benching because you don't have the svara of doraisa. But gam kei mitzvah l'chalik, if we are choshish for the first opinion as well, so it's also going to be a mitzvah l'chalik if you only eat a shir d'rabbanan. Ulevar kol echel le'atzmo, because again, they're still planning on separating, and therefore, one should pater the other, even if he's only chayv and benching midrabbanan. That's all if they both know how to bench. But we said in the Machaber, if one knows how to bench and one doesn't know how to bench, then we said the person who knows can bench and be motzi the one who does not know how to bench, as long as the listener understands Lashon HaKodesh. The Mishneh Berurah says, in Sifkot and Gimel, Ayin L'Kamon, Simen Kuf Tzadi Zayin, Sifdal B'Mishneh Berurah, we'll wait till we get there for that. And in Sifkot and Dalet, he's going on the Ramah who says that the Tzarech HaMavarach Shechavin L'Tzio, the one who is doing the benching, has to have in mind to be motzi the one who is listening to the benching. Also, the listener has to have kavana to be yotze. Kemo shekosu b'simin reishud gimel siv gimel. V'ayim b'mashu kosavnu sham. Then the Mechaber told us, but if he doesn't understand what the Mevarech is saying, he's not yotze by listening. Ulefize says the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Nidah, according to this, Hanoshim Mivarechu L'atzmon. Women who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they should bench themselves. V'u'adin ama'aretz k'she'enu meivin birchas ha'motzio. So too by an Amaretz, if he doesn't understand the bracha of the one who's being motzi, he should bench by himself. However, then the Mishneh Berurah says, "V'yesh poskim she'sovrim." There are poskim that hold she'bilushona kodesh yotzi adam yidei chovasu b'shmiya afal pi she'enu meivin aloshon. Some say that when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, it's different than other languages. That when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, in fact, you can be yotze yerchia by listening to someone else, even if you don't understand Lashon HaKodesh. Masha'enkein b'shar lashonos, which is not the case for other languages, delukuliyama eino yotzeim eino mevin aloshon. That according to everyone, you're not yotze if you don't understand the language. The reason for the chiluk is that Lashon HaKodesh is a real language, a universal language. Masha'enkein, other languages, is just a decision they made in their country to make that language, and therefore, some poskim say that even though by a regular language you can't be yotze by listening unless you understand that language, by Lashon HaKodesh, even if you don't understand it, you could be yotze by listening. The chain ha-minog, and that is in fact the minog, she'noshim yotzos yidei chovason b'shmiya meha-mevarech, that women are yotze their chiyo by listening to the mevarech, afal pi she'ena mevinos klal, even though they don't understand what he is saying. Va'afilu b'kiddush shehuda oraisa l'kul yama l'hanoshim. Even when it comes to Kiddush, where everyone agrees that women have a chiyuv d'oraisa, afilu hachi yotzos b'shmiya, still they're yotze by listening to a man. V'chein amei ha'aretz, and so too by nama aretz, af al pi she'enam mevinim divrei ha'makadesh, they're still yotze by listening to someone else's Kiddush. However, there's a very important point that's brought up over here in note number 4, and that is, dvarim elu amurim, that which we say, that b'loshon ha'kodesh, you could be yotze with listening to someone else, even if you don't understand it, that's only kasher hashomim einam mevinim as divrei hamakadosh. That's only if they don't understand the words that the makadosh is saying. Ula mevinim shamakadosh omer as inyan kedushas hayom. But they understand what's going on over here. They understand that the person that's saying the words is bringing in the kedushas hayom. Aval im hashomim gam einam mevinim shamakadosh omer inyan shal kedushas hayom. But if they don't even chap what's going on, they don't even realize he's being makadosh the kedushas hayom. V'choshim shomer dvarim achayim. They just don't think he's saying other things. There, a Sheinberg says, "Shelo yotzei dechovasam." They're not yotzei. So a very important point of Scheinberg is saying that even though we're coming out of the Mishnah Berurah that the minog is for women or amaratzim who don't understand Lashon HaKodesh to hear benching or to hear Kiddush and to in fact to be Yotzei, that's only if they understand what the Mavarach is doing, even though they don't understand the words. But if they have no clue what's flying, then they're not even going to be Yotzei. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Umikom akom yoser tov sheyomer acharei ha-mavarach la-mekadesh mila b'mila b'lachash im efshar lahem. Even though we said there's a machlokas, if they can be yotze by just listening, and we're knowing to yes be yotze that way, but still it's better that if they're listening and being yotze, they should say word for word quietly after the mavarich, if it's possible, to vezeh yetzu l'chol ha-poskim, then they can be yotze, even the poskim who's told, you can't be yotze by just listening, because this way they're not just listening, they're also saying the words. Ubalav hochi nachol nasos kenet. Even besides that, it's appropriate to be saying along word for word, l'kuliyam according to everyone. Di'ef shir l'chaviv l'shmo heitev. Like we've been discussing many times already, it's very hard to sit there listening to the entire benching or even the entire Kiddush and to be Yotze by listening to every word. Okay, then the Mechaber told us that if you had three people eating together, they are not allowed to split up. Two, they're required to split up if they know how to bench. Three, they're not allowed to split up. They have to bench as a mezumen. So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkaton Vav, because they were already mechuyev in the zimun when they ate together. And there's a very important note over here, note number 7, a famous tshuva from Moshe that we must read. Note number 7, v'amishtatev b'chasana, a person who went to join in with a simcha v'chasana, v'hisru le'chol yachadim kol ha'orchim, and he began eating with all the other guests. In brackets he writes, v'hisru le'chol levadav, he started eating on his own, the af rotzel asayim muktam, and he wants to end his achila earlier. Eino chayav zimun. Then it's pashut. He's not chayav zimun. He was never really part of the suda. But a person started eating together with the suda's chasana. He washed with everyone else. V'kosha olav lehisakev ad sheyizamnu v'yavarchu berchazamazav v'shever brachos. But it's very difficult for him to sit around and wait until the zimun and the benching and the shever brachos. So Rav Moshe writes, Sho Eitza Lozeh, the Eitza is, She Yomar Beferish Kodem Achila, so he should say explicitly before his Achila, She Eino Miskavin Letztaref L'Kvius. He's not planning on joining into the Kvius, Ulevarech Yachadim Sharam Masubin at the bench together with the rest of the people that are there. She Bistoma Kishe Kavu Lecho Yachad, Kavu Gam Levarech Yachad. Because if he doesn't say it, then otherwise we assume Bistoma, you join together in the Achila, you plan on joining together in the benching. Through this announcement that he makes, he's potter from the zimun. And he's not required to be there for the shevet brachos. And Rav Moshe writes that you can rely on this lemaisa, because if you have a need and it's important for you to leave, you can rely on this. It'll be a long delay if he wants to wait all the way till they do the mezumen. He has to get up early for work. He has to travel 3 hours back from Lakewood to Waterbury. He's going to get home at 3 a.m. if he waits for the benching. So in that case, he can rely on this, and he should make an announcement when he washes that he's not really joining in and being mitzayef from the suda, and that will patur him from the zimun. He can bench by himself. The cost of any right, Shabagos Chachma Shlomo al Shachanar Mafurish Kedvar of Moshe writes that he's writing the same thing as the Chachma Shlomo writes. That when one is joining a suda, having in mind that he should be allowed to split off for the benching, the third of the zimun, he's part of the zimun. V'chein mavurish gam b'shochan aruch harav, v'chein kosov b'shal shivus or l'tzion. V'chein muva b'shem ha-chazanish. So too it's brought down b'shem ha-chazanish. Sha'omer la'agon r'chayim k'niyasi, they told him, Chayim, k'sha'ochal b'yeshiva, when he used to eat in yeshiva, umir lachzor l'limudu, when he was rushing to get back to learning, that when he washes his hands, he should have in mind that he doesn't want to be mitzayef for a zimun asara, rak b'shlosha, just for three. Rav Moshe didn't mention anything about a zimun of three, but the Chazon Ish said to Rav Chaim, have in mind you don't want to be yotzi with a zimun of ten, but yes, have in mind you yotzi with a zimun of three. Asked him if this eitz of having it in mind not to join in would work to avoid a zimun of three as well. To that, the Chazon Ish responded, "It's not kedai to mevatel the zimun of shlosha." That is the heter of Moshe and all these other poskim. Meidach, on the other hand, the Eish Avram writes, "Shekavana shelo l'tzarif eino poteres." He argues and says that kavanah not to join together does not patter you from the zimun. Let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah now. We were in the beginning of Sifkot and Vav. We said three people can't be Mechalei because they were already in the Schayev and the Zimun once they ate together, besides this Heter that we just mentioned of Rav Moshe. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, V'dai you should know. D'chiyav Zimun hu dafka g'sha'ochlu pasha chayovin ala b'chaz ha'mazon. D'chiyav of Zimun is only when you eat together bread that's chayv and b'chaz ha'mazon. Avalim ochlu peros, but if you only ate fruit, afilu hei mishivas minim, even if from the seven minim, lo, you're not chayv and Zimun, k'da kaim ala b'simen reishud gimel, de'ein Zimun l'peros, like we hold later on, there is no Zimun for peros. However, v'yesh machmirin b'shiva minim l'hatzricho zimun. Some are machmirin, they say the shiva saminim requires a zimun. V'lochein tov shalo yikbu shlosha b'yachar al shiva saminim. Therefore, it's appropriate not to be koveya together with three people eating grapes or any of the shiva saminim because it's a suffix whether you need a zimun or not. Kedei la'afuke nashim mipukta to avoid the machlokas. Ubebirki Yosef Kosov Shaminuk Poshul Likboa Kama Noshim Alperos Meshivas Aminim, Vichain Lechel Pasal Bekistin. The minhag is not to be machmir, and it is to eat grapes and Shivas Aminim together, to eat cake together, and we're not worried that we don't make a mezumin. Our minhag is to make a mezumin, as we know, only by bread, and therefore, even though it's a machlokes, Lagabi, the Shiva Aminim, we're knowing not to worry about it and to, in fact, eat together. The Mechaber then told us, two people that ate together, there's a mitzvah to go look for a third person to join together to do a zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Zayin, Hainu imhu imoim bebesam. How far should you look if there's a third person in the house? Mitzvah litin lo devar ma'alechol kadeshi etzarvi imoim. There's a mitzvah to give them a little bit to eat in order to have the third person join together in the zimun. In note number 8, which starts over here and continues on page 36, he says a very important point. That's if you started with two, there's a mitzvah to get a third guy to join in, but not don't go crazy if he's in the house. But zokto number 3, aval shlosha sh'ochlu yachad, but if in fact you started with three people, v'nischayvu b'zimun, you were locked into a chiyuv zimun, v'holach echad, then one did the wrong thing and he bounced. He left before the zimun. Mevur b'sharatzil l'kamon, sh'tzrichim ha'shnayim ha'nosarim l'chapes echad min ha'shuk, sh'yistarfim on the zimun. In that case, since the two already had a chiyuv zimun upon them, then it's not enough to look in the house. You have to go out to the shuk to look for a third person to join together in the zimun. Shekevan shekvan the schayvu b'zimun. Since they are already mechuyev in the zimun, mutal aleim l'tshuach l'kayim chavasam. Then it's already incumbent upon them to be matriach themselves to be mekayim this chiyuv. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in the middle of Sifkat and Zayin. Umashmum b'gemara. It's mashmum b'gemara. Da'af imhu shamash hameshamshum b'suda. Even if he's the waiter who's just serving them in the Suda, she'ein darkon lechol ito b'yachad, where it's not customary for them to eat together with the Shamish, still mitzvah she'yikru lo lechol itom k'dei she'yuchu lezamin. It's still a mitzvah to call him together to eat with them in order to get a zimun, even though he's the Shamish and he doesn't normally eat together with you. So we said again in the Mechaber, if two people ate, there's a mitzvah to go after a third person to be mitzarev. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Ches Achas Shlishi, it's poshut that if you're only one person ate by yourself, we're not matriach you to go look for two more people. This is only when you have two, and we're hoping it's not too much of a tircha to look for a third person. But if you're only one, then they're not mechayev you even mitzad the mitzvah to look for two people. And then we said in the Mechaber, if you have four or five as well, it's also l'chalik, because everyone's chayev and zimun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tes, Kolomar, afal pi shim yelech echod yisharu shlosha v'yizamnu. Even though if you have four or five and one person leaves, you still left over with a mezumah that you could do with the three. Mikom makom hu lo yotzei dei chavasa, but this person who leaves is not yotzei eschiyuv. Shegam hu neschayev bezimah, because he's also chayev in the mezumah, and therefore it's also lechalik. Even if you have four people, you're not going to mess over the three, but you're messing over yourself by leaving. Turning the page to page, Tzadi Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah continues with Sifkatan Yud. Sifkatan Yud is going on that which the Rama says that the Mechaber said if you get to 20. Then you could split. And the Rama said, "Oz yicholim lechalakim yitzu." If you want, you could split. Asaru lakan v'asaru lakan. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat on Yud. 10 to this side, 10 to that side. V'nimtza shekulam zimnu b'Hashem. It turns out everyone ended up being mezaming with Hashem Hashem. Let's look at note number 10. U'ba'ofen shenechlukul l'shtei chaburos. If one's taking up the Rama and the Mechaber on this idea of possibly splitting into two groups of 10, they shouldn't be able to hear one group the other, their zimun. Because if you hear from the other group, you're going to have to answer for them. Then you're going to lose out the opportunity to answer for your own chabura. If you add a suda with a lot of people, and three of them need to make their own mezuman, like they have to run out to a dvar mitzvah or something similar. So Rechayim Knievsky writes, those others who are sitting at the table and they plan on sticking around for the bigger zimun, lo yano baruch shachanu, they shouldn't answer baruch shachanu mishlo tovachinu. Elo yamtinu lezimun ba'asara shiyeh besof ha-suda. Rather, they should wait for the zimun that will be with 10 at the end of the suda. The Mishnah Berurah says, Vayter and Sefkod Yon Yud Aleph, on that which the Ramah said, that it appears to me when there are six as well, you're not mechuyev to split up. Just if you want to, you could split up. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the third line on Tzadi Zayin, Hainu Delo Aminu, we don't say Tov Yoser Leschalik, it's better to split up into two groups of three. Kedei Laharbos of Brachos, so we have more Brachos. We don't say that. V'ayim B'darche Moshe Shadayit, look at the Moshe where his opinion is, the Adarabah, the opposite is true. Not only is it not a mile to split up to get more brachos, it's the mitzvah mavuchah not to split up. Bein be'esrim bein meshisha, whether it's 20 or it's 6. Mishum b'rovam hajas melech, the more people include in the mitzvah, the better. Rak the medina ein iser b'adovrim yischalku. Just that mikra din, there's no iser if you split up, but there's no need to split up, it's better not to split up. V'yesh chokim al zeh usfir lu, there are those who argue this and they hold, kevan sheyesh b'kol kat gam kein miktas rovam. Since within each group you have a partial rov am, you have either 3 or 10. The gam niskayim mitzvahs birchas zimun b'chol chad v'chad. You also be kind of mitzvah zimun with each group. La'achish kulam heim. Therefore, the two ideas are equal. The yachol lasas kamoshi yirtzafilu l'chadchila. And you can choose to do whatever you want l'chadchila. You could split up and do 10 and 10 or 3 and 3. You could stay together but rov am. Either way, you are okay. There is no preference according to the shita. I'd like to go back and look at the two bir halachas that we've covered so far in the Sif, and that's back to page 192. The first bir halacha de Ramaskel v'tzarech is going on that which the Mechaber said, that if there are two people, one knows how to bench, one doesn't know how to bench, the one who knows how to bench is mostly the one who doesn't know how to bench, as long as he understands the language. And the Mechaber said, v'tzarech l'chavin mila b'mila l'chol mashi yomar. He asked the Mechaber for every single word. Says the bir halacha v'huli ikuva, that's makiv. Im lo sheyodeya sheshoma al koponim ikrei habrachos upsichosan v'chasimosan v'od yotza b'dievin. Says the Bir Halacha, even though it's ma'akev to hear every word, but that's only assuming you don't know that you heard at least the ikr part of the bracha and the opening of the bracha and the ending of the bracha, because then in fact you are yotzei b'dievin. As we know, we saw already, even if you miss words in benching, if you said the psicha, the chasima, and the ikr bracha, even if you miss other words, so you're yotzei, so it's no worse over here. If you heard the beginning, the end, and the ikr bracha, you're also yotzei. So it's not 100% li'ikuva, but the evid, you are yotzei if you chap these three ikr parts. V'da'od, you should know further, d'im shoma ha'birchas ha'mozom v'misnanim lo yotzeh. If you heard benching from someone and you were dozing in and out, you're also not yotzeh, because then we're assuming you're missing at least some of the ikr part of the bracha. And the next bir halacha is going on that which the Mechaber told us, that if you don't understand the language that the Mevarach is saying, you're not yotzeh b'shmiyah. So says the Bir Halacha, he neidina da mechaber ayri b'shnayim. Even though we saw before there are shitas that hold b'lashon ha-kodesh, you could be yotzei if you don't understand. But the mechaber said you're not yotzei. So zok the Bir Halacha, the din of the mechaber is talking specifically about two people, and one is patering his friend. But u'le'inyan shlosha, but when it comes to three, im echad yucha lehotzi l'shnayim, if one is trying to be motzi two, there already Yeshdeos ben Aposkim, there's a Machogos in Aposkim. The Das HaBirchas Avram, the Afilu L'Das HaMechaber, even the Mechaber who says by two at one work, Hainu Dafka B'Yochid HaMotzi L'Yochid, that's only if one is pattering up one, that's when the one who's listening has to understand the language that the one who's benching is saying. Abo B'Zimun Shloshev, when you have a Zimun of three, She'echar Motzi L'Shtayim, and one is pattering two. O Ba'asara She'echar Motzi L'Tisha, we have 10, that one is pattering 9, Afilu Eina Mevinim. Even if they don't understand what he's saying, Yochid Motzi Asarabim, even the Mechaber will be mode that the one could pater the other two, or the one could pater the other 9. The Tiku, Harbi Achorim, many Achorim bring this down. Umibach Simin Ze, Ulavush Simin Kut Saditas, Mashma de Lokidvarov. However, the Bach and the Lavush are Mashma, not that way. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Zbirchas Avram that even the Mechaber says that when it comes to Lashon HaKodesh, when two people are there, one's being Motzi the other, it will not work unless the other one understands the language. But even the Mechaber will be Moda, if it's a Zimun of 3 or a Zimun of 10, and one's benching, others are listening, and they don't understand the language, then in fact they would be Yotzei, according to the Mechaber. We'll stop here, and Amir Tashem, in the next year we'll pick up in the middle, and we'll finish Sif Aleph.